Hello, I'm Ron Johnson, and I'd like to speak to you for a few minutes about the certainties of life. We live in such an uncertain world. So many things about this life are uncertain. Where are we going to live? How long will we live there? Who are we going to marry? How many children will we have? And what about our financial situation? Am I going to be able to make the money I need to provide for myself and my family? Am I going to have the kind of financial security that I need when I get older to be able to take care of myself? So many uncertainties. It seems as though everything about this life is uncertain. Yet the reality of it is the Bible talks about many things that we can depend upon, things that are certain. The Bible says, "For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." Therefore, the Bible is clear that there are at least two things in this life that we can depend upon, even in an age of uncertainty and even in a time where it seems as if there is nothing we can depend upon. The Bible says every single man, woman, boy, or girl that has ever been born is going to face death at some time. Oh, we may not know when it's going to come. We may not know how it's going to come. We may not know how old we'll be when it comes, but we can depend upon this. Every single one of us will face it. And then beyond death, the Bible is equally clear on this, that we will face a judgment. Therefore, we will stand before a judge. The judge, in this case, is God. And He, the Bible says, will judge every man according to his works. He's going to judge us for what we say, for what we do. He will even judge us for the intents or attitudes of our heart. God looks beyond just simply the outside and looks at the heart. We obviously don't know what's in our heart. We think we do sometimes, but the truth is we don't. The Bible talks about the human heart, and it says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all else, and who can know it? We don't even know our own hearts like we think we do. So how can I be prepared for the certainties of life? How can I deal with my heart? The Bible lays out the plan. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That there's no one that's righteous, not even one. Oh, many people try to be righteous by doing good deeds, but good deeds will not save us. Many people try to be righteous or try to please God through their various religions. But religion can't save us. Religion is man's effort to get to God. So what do I have to do to please God? There's only one thing that any one of us can do, and that is put our faith and our trust in God's plan. And God's plan was in the person of Jesus Christ. The Scripture lays out the plan. It says that God so loved this world that He gave His only Son, that is Jesus Christ, and whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, God wants all mankind to experience eternal life. There is inside of every one of us this desire to know what will happen to me after I die. What awaits me on the other side of death? And God has already planned and prepared for humanity in Jesus Christ. All we must do is recognize our need of a Savior. You see, that's the way that we prepare for the certainties of life. Every one of us is going to face death. And the things that we must do to prepare for that rest in what the Bible says is God's plan for man. The Scripture goes on to say, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." You see, God loves humanity. God loves you who are listening to me right now. And God desires a relationship with you. But there's only one way for us to have that relationship. It's not on my terms. It must be on God's terms. God has laid out the plan, and here is the plan. First of all, we must recognize our need of a Savior, but we must also recognize that Jesus is that Savior. The Bible says that there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Muhammad won't save me. Hinduism won't save me. Buddha won't save me. Only Jesus will save me. The Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by Him. Satan's biggest lie is to deceive people into thinking that there are many ways to God when there is only one way to God. Satan's biggest lie is to get people sidetracked into religion and thinking that will save them, or human effort thinking that will save them, or going their own way thinking that their best idea will save them, or human philosophy will save them, when none of those things will save you or me. Only faith in Jesus Christ will save us. So how do I begin where I'm at? I must ask Jesus to come into my life. I must invite Him in. You see, God designed man with a will, and God Himself will not violate the will of man. He simply is asking for us to yield our will to Him and invite Him into our life. And if we're willing to do that and invite Him in, we can ask God, God, please, I recognize Jesus is the Savior. I recognize He is the way to You. I ask You to forgive me of my sin. And if we pray that and mean that, God will do that. He will forgive us of our sin, and He will cleanse and wash us of all of our sin. The Bible is so clear in regard to this, that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wonder if you would like to invite Jesus into your life now, to ask Him to forgive you of every wrong thing that you've done, asking Him to establish a relationship between you and Himself. Jesus, I come to You now, and I open up my heart to You. I open up my life to You. I ask You, Jesus, come into my life. I recognize my need of a Savior, and I recognize that You are the only Savior for humanity. And I'm calling out to You now, and I'm asking You to save me, and I'm asking You to change my life for Your glory. I receive You now into my life. I ask You, Father, to fill me with the Holy Spirit and make me Your child. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and meant it in the depths of your heart, then Jesus has heard your prayer and He has saved you. I want you to know that you are prepared for the certainty of death and the certainty of judgment. Now, God wants you to be able to continue to walk with Him and continue to know Him in a better and better way. You see, that's what relationship is about. It's not just being introduced to someone as I've introduced you to Jesus, but it is about an ongoing relationship that develops so you get to know Him better and better.